Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night.
Hey, what happened? This is Rosebud.
All right, you guys, god dang it. I don't know what happened just now, but wow. I've been busy. It's my second full week of the new semester. I got so much shit going on. But there's one thing that I realized, not in the last few days, but I realized this. I am so fucking thankful. You probably won't understand what I mean, because I'm not a religious type dude. You know, I believe in God, and I do believe in religion. But I just do not go to church. I don't support churches. And none of that, because, you know, the damn pastors be worse than I am. But that don't mean I can't still see what's good for me in my life, you know. I just got a lot of good things going for me. And you guys need to realize, well, you just need to realize some things. And when you do realize them, you need to fucking be thankful for them. Because being thankful for our blessings is very important as far as your life goes. I'm telling you, of course, I mean, some people do. Matter of fact, a lot of people do. But everybody don't get up and say, you know, I'm so happy to be able to breathe today. I'm so happy to be able to fucking wake up. Because people don't. Now, I ain't saying you got to be paranoid about that. I'm just saying there's things going on that if you appreciated a little more, your life would be better. Because these are things that's in your control. And if you can control your life, it should be, you know, cool, right? I mean, you ain't going to make your life be about some shit that's going to be rough for you. So a lot of us don't really get to receive our blessings because we're not thankful for little things that we be taking for granted. There are things that you take for granted. Little things like waking up every morning. You do know tomorrow is not guaranteed to you, right? I'm just saying, something else, small, because you have it every day. You don't think of this, but you have food to eat. You got money to buy gas for your car. I'm talking about even being healthy. I mean, these are all things that we're blessed to have. Now, of course, this all ties in to what I'm going to talk about tonight. Because you need to understand your blessings, and you need to see where they are and where you get them from. Because I realize where I can be, and I appreciate where I am. It's those little things that we take for granted that are actually responsible for the successes in our lives. Because you got to understand this, maybe you won't, but you should. I mean, how can you make this move without setting it up? Well, accidentally. Who wants to do shit on an accident? I want to do shit to where I can repeat it again and again and again and again. That means I have to do some shit that is like more or less a plan. And I have to, you know, either write it down or memorize it or always adhere to the plan, make little changes here and there. But what I'm saying is I don't want it to be accidental. Fuck that. So, I'm just saying, you need to be thankful if you can list several things you don't normally think about and realize how blessed you are. Because there's things that I've mentioned that you don't think about. Now, let's get into what I really, really, really want to talk about, because I pity you motherfuckers who ain't jumped on this 2-for-1 deal. You know, there's been a lot of you guys who've taken advantage of it, so I'm not saying you guys ain't fading me. I'm not saying that. But I do know let's say I sold 10, shit, I know I could have sold 12. I could have sold 20. I mean, I could have sold 100. But I don't have that kind of support. So I can't expect. I can't bleed blood from a turnip. I can't go get a turnip and say, I need some blood. And start squeezing that turnip because I know this turnip got juice in it. I don't give a fuck how hard I shoot, squeeze that goddamn turnip. The only thing I'm going to get is turnip juice. I ain't going to never get blood. So you got to, you know, go where the reality of your life is. So I did announce that there will not be another fucking sale. So what I'm saying is there has been support. Do not get me wrong. I've been being supported. But there's 10 times, 20 times, 50 times more who out there who, you know, not really did shit as far as making a move. So, 4 out of 5 or 6 emails I get is all about asking when will there be another sale. And then when I mean, all these guys that are asking me, emailing me and asking me these questions, all these guys, I don't hear from them when the sale comes. Now the sale can take so long to come that the motherfuckers are somewhere else doing it. You know, I take all that into consideration. Excuse me. But I ain't gonna just, you know, my thoughts of what I do, you know, to people. You know, people gonna have to accept what I do. And if they don't, they don't. So what I'm saying, you know, I've said this shit many times, and I'm going to stop having sales. Well, when I say that, you know, if you have 3, 4, 5 sales a year, those are the sales that I'm talking about. Stopping. I ain't having them. But there is going to come a point if it's once a year, if it's once every 2 years, I don't know when it's going to be, but you don't have another sale. It wouldn't be a business if you didn't have another sale. But we need to understand what each other is talking about. If it is a sale, and coincidentally it's at the time that you're looking for it too, then that's when my sale should be important to you. Because then you get to save a few bucks, because that's what the sale is about. The sale is not about fucking reducing the value in my shit so everybody can think that's what it's worth. Now, man, if you think you should wait an undetermined amount of time for a sale, then that's why you're still in the same position you was in a whole bunch of years ago. Who does that? You can't plan your life on a sale. But when there is one, you should jump on it if you, you know, fuck with that kind of shit. So, I just don't think you should just wait on a sale. Let me ask you something. Do any of you believe a mature man of my age could be happy with a young ass 20-something, 30-something year old woman. Now, what if she was hella fine? What if, listen to me, follow what I'm going to ask you. What if she was hella fine? Now, do you think that would matter or should matter? Ultimately, a motherfucker like me want a woman who can deal with the real me, which would take a woman my age, I think. Now, I don't have to be right. This is just what I'm basing my thoughts on, because this is what I think. See, you guys don't understand the value of knowing who the fuck you are. You just don't. See, the young bitch can excite me. I'm sure. Matter of fact, they do. She probably just served me like I want to be served once I laced her and showed her. But what old bitch can do that young bitch can't do is understand the life shit that I'll be talking about. 437. What's up, bro?
Hi.
What's up, 437?
Oh, wow. How are you? Oh, my God.
Bro, do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. Is Pink being hip-hop?
Hey, man, I can't hear you, man. You got to get a better connection or something. Are you talking on
yes.
a speaker? Are you talking on a speaker or whatever, man?
No. I'm saying is being a pimp hip-hop.
Hey, bro, I can't understand you, so I'm not trying to waste time. 404, what's up?
What's going on with you, bud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Hey, man, just talking about that topic about the young chick, or the fine young chick. I think it can work if she was raised by her grandmama or something, if she got some wisdom under her belt, because her being fine, that's all good and all, but after a little while, you done hit it a few times, she ain't that fine no more, and then if you can't talk to her, she gonna get on your nerves.
Let me say something. See, a brother like me, I believe fine is what fine does. So if this fine motherfucking young bitch can serve me up the way I want to be served, I'm not going to trip about how old she are, although I will understand how old she is. But by the same token, this fine motherfucker can't do nothing but be fine, then, you know, she's a zero to me. I can't be fucking with no bitch like that. All she wants to do is give me some pussy. You know, fuck you. If I'm fucking with a young, fine bitch, it's because this young motherfucker fucked with me and I started fucking with her, but she acted like she got some old motherfucking, some common sense. Because whether you guys know it or not, common sense is not that common anymore. So you have to see things. You have to make things apparent to you. You know, young bitches can't really do what I'm talking about. So I'm not really and truly talking about young bitches. I'm really and truly talking about me knowing myself. You know,
okay,
the young bitch is just one particular escapade or whatever I, you know, went on or had or whatever. I don't give a fuck about no, you know, none of that. I'm telling you or talking about shit that your ass gonna be faced with. Each one of you. You know, and I'm telling you how I deal with that kind of goddamn shit, man. Not that you gotta do it, but this is what my platform is, man. I kick shit. I kick it so that you can make some sort of knowledgeable decision or informed choice about how you gonna roll. Because if you never talk about this kind of shit, how you gonna know what the fuck you gonna do when it happens? Because it's gonna happen. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, hey, bro, I got to get another call. You hold on. 209, what's up?
Hey, hey, what's going on?
Nothing. What's happening with you, brother?
Man, I just wanted to report, you know, give you a report on what I talked to you about last time, you know.
Wait. Refresh my memory because I tell people
okay.
to call me and give me an update regularly. So let me
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
which,
right.
Which, I think I no, I don't know. What's the update on?
Okay, the update on, I wasn't going to call the little Mexican chick back because she said I was talking slick to her, right? And you gave me a couple words. Yeah, you gave me a couple words. I used them. And, yeah, she ain't, it ain't like she on the team or nothing, but we getting somewhere. I'm probably about to get to first base, you know?
Hey, check game, bro. What I'm saying is this. You don't know what's going to happen. You ready for whatever happens. But ain't shit going to happen if you don't come up with something to do at the right point. And that's why when you call me in, I'm saying, man, go tell her this. And, you know, basically confess, blah, 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 right? I mean, you know, that shit
right.
blew her away, huh?
It did, man. I told her, I said, hey, just because I'm comfortable talking to you, don't mean that I'm talking slick or I'm lying. Man, she bit that shit. I told her, let me prove it to you. Something like that. And it's good, man. She hitting me back. She been hitting me back for the last couple of days. I mean, hitting me. I ain't hit her. She been hitting me. So
check game,
bro.
Listen, man, listen. Whatever fuck what I told you, just understand what I told you was representing you thinking. But what I'm saying is
right.
this, man, if you think instead of react, you'll be acting. See, that's what we supposed to do, act. And what I'm saying is when you ran that shit on her, she went for it. Now you got to stay lead. You can't be waiting on her. I ain't saying
right. Don't,
you know, wait on her to call you or whatever. I'm saying your mind is not you waiting on to see what this bitch going to do. You supposed to come up with shit. Listen, bro. You supposed to come up with shit to do or to say just to keep fucking with her. So you keep leading her. Because if you just because she is responding, blah, 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 and you let that be it, she going to start leading you because she the bitch.
That's right.
And what I'm saying, you motherfuckers don't realize that this is going to be bitches and they don't try to be bitches. They just are. And I don't mean they fucked up. I just mean they're going to be bitches. And bitches going to try to lead your ass around, and that's what they going to do unless you know what you doing. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Sir.
All right,
mm-hmm.
bro. I love it. I love this shit, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you. Hey, 404. There's two 404s up here. 404-988. 989, I'm going to get you in a second. 404-988. We was talking about something, man, and I kind of forgot to refresh my memory.
We were talking about the young chick, the fine young chick, and like you said, you was going to handle it the way you was. You wasn't really tripping on what she was on. You just
well, see,
that,
the thing about, listen, the thing about reality, let's say I'm 68 and this bitch is 30. Do you think that there's any way she can look at me and see me as handsome and as muscular and as fit as a 35-year-old motherfucker that she would see that is that way?
No, she's going to have to do something different.
No, listen, your answer is right. No, she ain't going to see me like that. She ain't going to have to do shit to see me however the fuck she see me. I'm going to have to do something different. I'm going to have to be relying on something different if I want to fuck with this young, whatever age bitch. Because she's going to be able to fuck with me no matter what she's relying on, because she's a young, fine-ass bitch. So if I don't know where I'm coming from, this young, fine-ass bitch is going to take me over here and make me jump off the cliff. Because I'm chasing how fine she is, that ass, and woo-woo-woo. So what I'm supposed to do when I meet a young... What I'm supposed to do when I meet a young fine bitch? Hold on, man. Let me get 44989. Hey, 989. What's up?
Hey, it's Earl, bud. I can wait till you finish.
Okay, Earl. That's what's up, bro. The other 988. The young bitch. I'm supposed to know all the things I just said to you. Which means I can fuck with this young bitch. But I can't think I'm fucking with this young bitch because this young bitch ain't hardly seeing me the way she gonna see some motherfucker her age that strikes her fancy. She's only gonna see me in the way of an older dude being slick enough for her to tolerate being around me. At least that's how I see it. Because I ain't gonna wanna listen to the shit she listening to. I ain't finna wanna talk about what the fuck she wanna talk about. What's important to her ain't gonna be important to me. And I'm gonna be faking when I talk about all that shit because that's what the fuck she gonna be talking about. So what I'm saying is I'd rather be a real motherfucker at all times. So fuck you, young bitch. Yeah, I'm going to get your pussy. Yes, come on. Bring your little motherfucking ass in here. That's why I talk to young bitches. Bring your little young fat ass in this motherfucker here. You better not cross this threshold right there because I'm going up in them guts. Ooh, nigga, you so crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy in the motherfucker. You know, woo-woo. I talk like that to them bitches because I know good and well these motherfuckers ain't hardly looking for nothing but whatever the fuck they looking for. Can you buy me a cigarette? Whatever they be looking for, I don't know what the motherfuckers looking for. If it ain't, you know, something outrageous, man, I'll fade that little bitch. Hey, you need some cigarettes, bitch? Okay, after I get to hit this pussy, you know, I might go get you. You know, something like that, man. You know, I mean, with a young bitch. But with older women, they ain't rolling like that. They ain't tripping because she know I ain't looking at her like she's some 20-year-old fine bitch. Just like she ain't looking at me like that. Me and this motherfucker is on the same page. You know, it just depends if, you know, we can are compatible at that point. Because me and this fine young bitch is going to be compatible. Why? Because she make my dick get her looking at how fine she is. So, you know, if that's all I want, she let me go and hit it. But, you know, nigga, that ain't all the nigga wants. So, you know, you got to know what you want so you can know what kind of bitch to fuck with. Especially when you ain't, when let's say you out, you know, you kind of ready to make some commitments or whatever. You can't be committing to a motherfucker that's giving you some pussy. Shit, you got to commit to the motherfucker that fits your bill. And you got to know what your bill is in order to see if she fit. And that's how you get lasting relationships. Now, Earl, what's up with you, man?
Oh, man, you just literally said everything I was going to say in your own way.
Come on anyway.
The lesson I had to learn on that, you got to find a woman that is the mirror image of you. Basically, she got to have her own reason. She value the same thing you value that has nothing to do with you, and that's what allows her to be an iron sharpened iron relationship. And when you don't have that, that's when that faking shit comes that you trying to get something she want, but she really ain't got nothing to give you that's going to really last.
Earl, I'm telling you, man, that's why I said go on, man, because I speak the way I speak. and you speak the way you speak. I'm not saying you're common and I'm educated or vice versa. I'm just saying the different points of views saying the same thing is what's so dope. I mean, the different points that I would bring out are not the ones you would bring out, but we bringing out the same goddamn points. You know, if you don't know you, and if you don't know what the fuck you want, what floats your boat, you're going to be choosing pussy. You know, or I would imagine you don't choose pussy.
You'd imagine who?
I say I would imagine you do not choose pussy. I'm saying you choose the woman. You have a particular way or whatever about whatever you're talking about to see if this woman is worth you fucking with. Because you know all women have pussies.
Yeah, you're right. I got to see what the long haul is with you before I invite your energy into my life. Because what I just learned just from listening to that question you asked, when a woman can't sharpen you, only thing she can do is make you dull.
Uh-huh.
Because she's going to keep taking, and they ain't going to, when you take from a sharp edge, then you take away the edge, which is what cut. So if she ain't got no iron to sharpen you, you getting dull because you messing with a chick that can't do nothing for you.
Hey, 988. I hear you saying,
yeah.
What you think about what you hearing?
That's real. That's real. Because like I said,
no,
she ain't bringing
no,
that to the table.
No, no, no. I did not ask you if you agree with it. I want to know what you think about what you just heard.
I think it's on point. Like you said, it's... If she's not bringing nothing to the table, she can only take something from it. So like I said, she's going to leave you short on that end in the first place. And as far as taking it back to what you're talking about, the fine young chick, what I'm getting from that is you already got your own plan. No matter how fine she is, she got to get with your program. You ain't trying to drop down like you 35 and trying to kick it like you 35. When you 68, you trying to give it a 68 game or a 68. Man that you are, and she get with it or she get gone. And, you know, either way, it's all good. But, you know, you ain't going to dumb yourself down or try to be something you're not just because she's fine. And she never.
Listen, man. Hey, stop. Listen. This is what you should have got. Not that what you did explain once you start explaining it, I agree with what you did explain. But what you should have got is that this dude is sharp. I mean, you ain't got to be guessing what he's talking about. You ain't got to be, you know, guessing this or that, blah, blah, blah. You should have got that this motherfucker is sharp. Why? Because whatever he's saying, he know where he's coming from, and it's based on him. It is not based on bitches. It's based on what he think about whatever situation he's talking about. So to me, if you pick that up from dealing with Earl or talking with Earl just now, seems to me you would want to know where he got laced like that at. What you think about that, bro?
Well, I know where he got laced from. I've been watching, so I know he got laced from the private sidewalk.
Where did he get laced from?
From you. Sidewalk University. I tuned in. I heard when he called last time.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know.
Okay,
yeah.
But listen,
yeah.
listen. I'm not saying you don't, but wouldn't you want to sound like that? Because you don't.
Well, I
no,
you no, don't,
bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, but what
I ain't got the
for the
class,
start,
but I'm picking
up. Answer the question and then start talking. I said, wouldn't you want to sound like that?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, Because you don't sound like that. And I'm not trying to crack on you. I'm just saying, man, this brother sound like it could be a tractor, it could be a backhoe, it could be a big rig, it could be whatever, but whatever it is, he going to be driving. He ain't going to be riding. And I want everybody that's listening to understand that's what you get fucking with Sidewalk University. You get extreme confidence in what the fuck you believe, because I ain't trying to tell you about what I believe. Matter of fact, if I do see it, you can't believe it. You gotta come with what you believe, and you gotta develop whatever you develop based on you. And that's why we dope. 437, I'm finna get you right now. All you brothers, hold on. The 716, I'm gonna get you in a minute, so don't hang up. 437, what's up?
Hi. How are you? Four, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but something's wrong. Are you speaking on a fucking a speakerphone or something? Why can't I hear you better than that?
Oh, okay, wait. Now it's better like this?
Okay, what's your question, bro?
Yeah, my question is being a pimp part of the hip-hop culture?
Hey, you already called in, man. And I ain't talking about being a pimp, man. So I don't know the fuck you keep calling in talking about this shit, but I'm talking about being a man.
Oh, okay.
Why do you keep calling in talking about some pimp shit?
Okay, so I will replace the word pimp by real man. Is being a real man part of the hip-hop culture?
Is being a real man part of what?
Hip-hop culture. Hip-hop.
Dude, somebody could call in and tell me what this motherfucker's saying, but I can't understand you, and I ain't wasting no more time.
Man, it sounds like he's talking about pickup artists.
716, this Paul, what's up, bro?
This who?
This Paul.
Paul. Paul, what's up?
Yeah. What's happening with you, man? I heard y'all kicking it. I had to chime in, man, because I heard you say something. You said, shit. If I'm gonna fuck the bitch with the pussy and talk about all the shit she talking about, I'm faking. But, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with getting no pussy, but what you saying is, shit, if I ain't got no standards, that's all I'm going to be doing is chasing some pussy anyway. Who the fuck got time for that? I mean, you know, the pussy going to come long as you catch the mind, but the thing is, if this bitch ain't about nothing and she ain't getting no money and you doing some shit, how long can you have this bitch around anyway? She might be liable to steal some shit from you or whatever the fuck going on.
Hey, Paul, some dudes think they can have her around as long as they spend money. Are they wrong?
Hey, we need them in the game.
Hey, Paul, let's say nothing else. Hold on. Hey, Earl. Don't you say that.
Hey, I'm laughing too.
I guess I'm only talking to 988. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Not Earl. 988.
Oh.
Yeah.
What
I know
is
what
he talking
about,
988?
He's talking about suckers. Nigga out here paying to play.
Earl, is that what you talking about?
Hell no, that ain't what I'm talking about.
What I'm talking about is
we need these dudes who don't know what the fuck they doing so that she can be amazed when she meet a nigga that know exactly what he doing.
Hey, Paul, what you was
going to
say? Come on.
Hey, you know I got a lot to say, but that's just it. I mean, hey, she could get this nigga money all she want because she going to come spend it with me. If that's what she doing now.
Stop. Hold on. Hey, you SWU alumni motherfuckers, y'all got to quit calling in here dropping this shit. Because you're making me look like I'm setting it up.
Hey, bud.
I'm not setting this shit up, y'all. These motherfuckers just calling in, and they just chiming in with the game they got fucking with Bud. These motherfuckers.
Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, let me correct you. You did set it up the day you said Sidewall University is officially open.
That's what I'm saying, man. Hey, Sidewalk. Hey, wait, all y'all, hold on. 317, what's up?
What's up with you, family?
Nothing was happening with you, brother.
Just chilling like a villain. I got a question.
Come on.
I hear motherfuckers always talking about stand down, and then I always hear motherfuckers talking about stand up. Can you put this shit in perspective so motherfuckers can quit lying to the masses?
No, man. Listen. You got to understand English. When the motherfucker say up, is he talking about in the sky?
I mean,
see,
I got
no,
experience.
No, man, no. Stop. Fuck that. Answer the question, yes or no.
Shit, that's what I'm asking you.
Listen, dude. Quit being so fucking scary. Is it, when I say the word up, am I talking about towards the sky?
Shit, yeah.
Listen.
I mean,
the reason you took so long to answer that is because we speak English. English is the only fucking language where one word can mean 30 different things. So when I say up, am I talking about the sky? And you say, because you could be talking about, do I know what I'm talking about? Are you up on it? You could be talking about, are you ready? Are you up? I mean, up can mean any fucking thing depending on the context. What I'm saying is,
where I'm coming from, right?
Can you fucking shut up?
when a motherfucker say,
stay down, he's telling you to keep your head to the grindstone and keep doing what you're trying to do.
That ain't good enough, Rosebud. That ain't good enough for me, Rosebud.
Can you shut your fucking ignorant
ass
up?
I can't do that, man. I can't.
Well, I can. Hey, listen. You fucking with me. I ain't fucking with you. Let me show you what I can do. Now, motherfucker, say something. Say something now. What I'm saying is, when a person say, are you up on that, you know, he's not really asking you anything other than are you down? Because we live in the oxymoron world. I keep telling you motherfuckers that. Up is down, left is right. And it's all about how you interpret or see whatever the fuck is going on. Because in English, man, you up on that? And dude, he talking to you about a move. And you say, yeah. Now, you think he asking you, do you know what the fuck he talking about? But he said, are you ready to make this move? So when you say, yeah, he showed you the gun. We gonna use this motherfucker. And we gonna take this motherfucker out. And he get ready to move, and you said, "Whoa, hold up, man! I wasn't talking about that." Nigga, I asked you, "Was you up?" You liable to get shot, then. You liable to get shot. Now, same situation, exact same situation. Motherfucker, say you down. Yeah, nigga, I'm down. And he talking about going and knock some motherfucker off, and you talking about, do you understand? Now, you punk motherfucker, now open your mouth and talk.
Hey, man, you a piece of shit for that, man. You too old to be acting like a kid. Grow the fuck up, man. That's why we fuck with Hollywood Shantae, you droopy eyed motherfucker.
Hey, listen to this. Listen to this, bro. Take your ass over to Hollywood Shantae and get whatever Hollywood Shantae got to give you. Because my motherfucking ass agree with that nigga. I ain't got to, you know, be, you know, trying to kiss the motherfucker's ass because he think what he think. Hey, all you guys, really 988, I really want to know,
yeah,
you know what you're thinking about, man.
Man, I'm just listening, man. Just
I understand you listening, bro. But you hearing something. What you hearing?
Well, what I'm hearing pretty much is, like you said, with me, it sounds like just my delivery coming across a little sketchy or something, because I understand exactly what y'all are talking about.
So come on, man. What is it? Like, put it in your words so these motherfuckers listening can hear somebody else say it.
Well, shit, nigga, just got to be direct. Now, if I'm talking to a broad that I'm digging, I'm direct with her. I ain't no chase. I'm looking in her eyes. I tell her what I want to say. She can take it or she can leave it. That's how I roll with the female.
Are you understanding what you did say? And I'm pretty sure you said it in your own goddamn words. But understand, man, I'm about believing in yourself. I'm not about thinking shit. I'm about knowing who the fuck I am, what I want, and everything else. Now, when I say I ain't about thinking shit, it don't mean that I don't think. What I'm saying is, because in this case, think shit means not sure.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying about words?
Yeah.
You can't, because I tell every motherfucker to think all the goddamn time. But then here I go saying, oh, man, you know, I ain't think you shit, never. Man, you sound like you fucking contradicting yourself. That's because you're using them words for what that particular word should mean. But I'm speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take the word out of context, then it's going to mean whatever the fuck you think it means. But it ain't what I'm talking about. So fuck you. That's what I be thinking. You follow what I'm saying? All you got. Well, I know you motherfuckers are at Cyber University, dude.
Yeah.
But I'm talking to you, 988, I guess. Because yeah. I want you to know that.
Use the word that you saying and mean what you say. Absolutely. And like I said, with the female, that's why it's easy, to be honest, it's easy to talk to a fine female because I feel it more. I'm telling exactly what I'm seeing. Now, if she ain't looking all that good, I might be able to bullshit and then might not even get the little broad or whatever. But if she fine, like
hey,
I said,
hey,
I see it already made up my mind.
Let me answer
a
question. You know, you come out of fine bitch, not that that's all you looking for, but you come out of fine bitch and you run into this broad, you know, she a little overweight, maybe she got a cavity that's visible, and she talking to you, and you didn't really notice none of this until y'all stood up to leave, and while y'all was talking, the bitch was saying everything cool, every, you know, woo woo. What would you do at that point, man?
Well, I'm still getting the number. I'm still all at it. If the convo was cool and she was talking right, you know, I ain't a petty nigga now. I ain't saying I ain't going to swoop down and just... If she built to win, then I can work with her. And I just let her know up front what it is. Just how I'm kicking it. Is that what you cool with? If you cool with it, then hey, we got action. We can work.
Hey, you know what? I kind of like you, man. I was gonna rag on you, man, but that shit there was kind of bomb, man. I'm an asshole. It's so real. Look, I was trying to set you up, man, but you handled that proper. Because listen, when you fucking with bitches, you gotta know that if that bitch fuck with you 2 weeks, let's say whatever number she rated on the scale that when you met her, let's say she was a 3. 2 weeks fucking with you, she going to automatically be a six because she going to change her disposition. Her disposition, excuse me, her disposition is going to change how she represent herself. So what I'm saying is when the bitch is a two or a three, she's acting like a two or a three, plus looking like a two or a three. But 2 weeks in our camp, that bitch going to start thinking like she way more than two or three. But she ain't had enough time to do nothing physically to change how she look. So let's say 2 months in, and she's thinking this way, she going to be doing something about what's not right. She going to be trimming down, if that's the case. She going to be making her face better, making her hair better. She going to be doing all 6 months in, you're going to have a nine. You're going to have a nine. So what am I saying, man?
But I done seen that happen. Where you start off and then you show up. So I think she
I'm not asking you
confident.
If you've seen it happen, man.
She's getting confident.
What the fuck am I saying? Any one of you guys, Earl or Paul, any one of you guys, what am I saying?
He's saying the value is in you. And if she fucked with you long enough, she going to get some of that value.
I am saying that, but that ain't what I'm saying. What about you, Paul?
You saying that you gonna put so much of you inside of her that she, whether she admit it or not, you'll be able to just, she gonna start saying shit that you
No, listen, all you guys, listen. No, I'm not saying that. Listen.
She actually gonna get a confidence boosted from me. And just being around, so now she's going to figure out she might be able to go catch something else.
She is. All you got is right, but none of it is what
hey,
I'm saying.
Bud, you saying pretty is what pretty does. You taking it right back to the root.
Well, now that's way closer, but still that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. Listen, you put the value in you. Otherwise, what she looks like now has nothing to do with how she gonna look like, I mean, what she gonna look like after fucking with you. Because of the kind of motherfucker you are. You're going to bring out the best in the bitch. You ain't gonna be goddamn if she's a little overweight. You ain't gonna be trying to play past, you know, that shit by telling her, nah, bitch, you come to be, you need to lose some of this. I mean, whatever you gonna do, however you gonna handle it.
Yeah.
Fucking with you is going to make all the difference in the world to the bitch. This is how pimps think. This is why motherfucking pimps catch a bitch in this fucking bitch. Don't know shit about shit, but she pretty. And the nigga can have that bitch thinking everything he wants to think because he know that that bitch ain't really tripping on nothing but letting a nigga fuck her. And when you really break it down like that, because she fine, that means she can act shitty about you fucking her. But, you know, the lesser down, the nines and the sevens and the whatever, the lesser down the list, the easier it is to fuck her. But that's not true. The lesser down the list, the more if you fuck them, you're going to have a real bitch. Because when you give them tens and fuck them, that's what they used to. That's what they want. Them motherfuckers don't really want no relationship. They want you to look at how fine they are, you know, fuck them and do whatever the fuck and go about your business. A five bitch wants you to fuck her, but if you fuck her and she like you, man, who knows what can happen? 317, you've been on and off, so I'm coming to you now. What's up?
What's up with you, family, man? You got. I apologize, man. Earlier, I was quick on the trigger, man. You my guy, man. I don't want to come off like that, man.
Okay, man. I ain't no fucking nigga. I ain't got no, you know, issues with you. What's up?
Yeah, what I was saying was when you stay grounded, that's when it seems like you become stronger and more empowered. But if you, like, got your head all up in the clouds, it just seems like you become spaced out.
Hey, listen, so man, stop. Just listen to how you're talking. When you stay grounded, whatever. If you got your heads up in the cloud, whatever. What I'm saying is if you got the head, your head up in the cloud, ain't you in space?
Right.
So I'm saying you spaced out already. That's why I don't fuck with the cloud. What I'm trying to
say,
bro.
So why was he trying to make me seem like a moron for just asking you a good question?
No, man, you didn't ask a good question. You asked what I'm saying is this. You asked whatever you asked, and whatever I said is what I said. And what I'm saying is this. At that point, we either go to another part of that same subject, or we change subject, or I go to another motherfucking caller. Because what I'm saying, I don't want to debate with some motherfucker, whatever the fuck they think.
Okay, that's cool. We can change subject. Why you got the sad blue paint job in the background?
What's the blue paint
job?
What did you say?
Why'd you make it yellow green? Why is so melancholy in the background, man? I mean, make it yellow, make it white. Do something, man. Put on the brown, man.
Wait, bro, wait. Fuck you. I do what the fuck I want to do, man.
I'm just saying,
bro, I don't care what you think. I really don't.
I'm just saying,
you really,
bro, you look dried up, man.
See, you forgot I could do this. You forgot I could shut your goddamn ass up. Ain't nobody hearing you but you.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, you stupid motherfucker, is blue is the color I want, blue is the color I'm going to use. If you want yellow, when you get some shit going like this, paint it yellow. Do what the fuck you want to do, man. I don't need you to tell me what to do. Now, bitch nigga, I'm bringing you back.
Hey, man, watch your mouth, man. Don't respect me, you old
no,
dried
fuck
up
you,
dick. Hey, man, you look like an old dirty prune.
Well, I probably do look like that, but I'm calling you a bitch.
Won't you put a gold chain on, put a medallion
hey,
on
I don't
the
need
old
no gold chain, here. Man, because I have motherfuckers like you to make me look like a jewel.
Man, you know you don't look like no jewel. You look like an old
hey,
ass
hey, bro, I'm the motherfucker that's 68 that catch bitches. I don't care
you
what you
motherfucker
say.
Need to drink more
hey,
water.
Motherfucker,
drink
you
more
been
water.
By yourself 12 years.
Man, you
and
an old
you
fuck, man.
Hey,
you
bro,
know you've been by yourself
question?
12 years, can't catch no bitch, mad at the world, probably listen to the Three Amigos, and you try to you know, act like you know some shit.
Hey, you got one bitch, and you talking about, baby, pass me some water like you got a jewel. You ain't even show what she look like. Bitch probably look like an old spider, like your old ass.
I'm sure
hey,
you
bro,
did.
Can I ask him a question?
Listen, check this out, bro. The bitch be ugly as fuck. Listen, man, or do I have to shut your fucking ass up again, or are you man enough to hold your fucking nuts? And shut up, bitch.
All right, you old bitch. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is I'm an old bitch. We don't need to talk, right?
Man, just say what you got to
right.
say, old man.
Right? So listen, why don't you do this? I'm finna X your fucking bitch ass out and just don't call back no more, man. That's really
man, simple. I ain't gonna lose no sleep.
See you guys. Motherfucker didn't know. He must have known I could ask him out. He really don't know that I could go up here and take my time and make it where he can't even call back in. But he a bitch. And when you cut bitches off, they always call back. I told you that before. I don't know. This is calling back. They don't call back. And even with me saying this, and even with that nigga hearing this, he still gonna call back. Man, I am a monster. I'm a fucking monster. It ain't got nothing to do with not letting you talk. It got something to do with me hearing what you say. And as long as I can hear what the fuck you say, you are continuously loading my motherfucking Uzi. And I'm going to spray your ass with what the fuck you be saying out your goddamn mouth. I ain't got to make up shit. I'm going to just listen to you, as you say, and dissect all of it in about a nanosecond, and then I'm coming off. Keep fucking with me. Hey, and let me tell you guys, listen, check game. This is how you play. All you guys are still on listen, I'm telling you. You got a situation like this going on, and then you finally do some shit like I did, X the motherfucker out. And then you say all the shit you say about that bitch-ass motherfucker gonna call back. Even after me saying all this, that bitch motherfucker gonna call back. Now, what does that do? Earl, what does that do?
Oh, man, I was just sitting here tripping on how stupid that dude made himself sound.
That arouses him up.
No, listen, what that do is make sure that motherfucker don't call back.
Okay.
Hey, wait, listen, why does it make sure he don't call back? Because if he do, everybody know he a bitch. Because if he do, he didn't accept me saying his bitch ass gonna call back. None of y'all thought of that. Hey, wait. None of y'all thought of that, did you?
Mm-mm. I didn't think of that.
I said, you might be hearing me cuss him out, fuss him out, blah, 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 but I'm setting his ass up so he ain't calling me back no more. That's all I'm doing.
Okay.
Because I see way past what's going on. Period. That motherfucker
didn't see
that.
Hey,
that motherfucker didn't see that freight train coming that ran his own. Not the freight train. This Mack truck. He didn't see that Mack truck coming that ran his motherfucking ass over. You guys better not fuck with me. Because what I'm saying is, I ain't got no fucking feelings. You know, if you want me to clown you, I'm going to clown you. And you can say I'm mean or fucked up or whatever the fuck you want to say. But unless you say you asked to be clowned, you ain't talking to me. I keep you asking, changing what you're saying or adjusting what you're saying or... Or I give y'all kind of action. But if you keep fucking with me, I'm going to do you like I did 317. His motherfucking ass so fucked up, he don't know what to do now. Because he hearing me say all this shit. So at first, he was finna not call back in. But now that I didn't explain what happened, he want to call back
in. Hey, Bud, can I tell you what you just taught me?
He wants to call back in now. You can't play me. But since he don't believe in himself, he don't know what to do. Don't fuck with me, man. I think too far ahead. I just do. I can't help it. I set all this up when I decided to answer his fucking, because he had been, you know, calling and I wasn't answering and then it would get off. But when I decided to answer, I had decided all this fucking shit and I just played it out. And listen to this. Why haven't he called back in? Come on, man. Why haven't he called back in?
You don't know
hey,
what
can I answer that
said. If
you
call back, he's going to be a bitch.
No, he didn't call back in because he's too scared to pay for a scholarship to SWU.
And you guys, you got to You got to, what I'm saying is game is a motherfucker. You don't have no time to think about it. You got to have it. And I'm telling you, I already had thought what to do to this motherfucker. And I already thought about how to do it. So what I'm saying is either I can do this and execute my plan like I keep telling you motherfuckers, you know, as you guys know, that if you follow your plan, you can't lose. Because what are you doing, making a plan to lose? No. You make a plan to win. So you better follow your plan. And this motherfucker still ain't called back. Hey, listen. What I'm saying is, instead of saying now, is inviting his bitch ass to call back. But he's scared. And this is how David defeated Goliath. With game. That motherfucker David. He took a pebble and he found out how to motherfucking nuclearize it. Shot that little pebble in the live and it was over.
And nuclearize.
Hey, you guys. Hey, I'm gonna give you all the chance to say something. 4988. What's up? You got something to say? What you been hearing?
Oh man, just taking it in. Taking it in.
All right. What about you, Earl?
Yeah, listen, I learned when you're a monster, you do what a monster do. You run the scary nigga up out the room.
Hey, what about you, Paul?
Yeah, you already knew what his mindset was, so you just made an example out of him.
Hey, I love you, motherfuckers, man. And just, hey, Paul, you know me and you always go through it. But you stand up every time and we always hang. Earl, I love hearing from you because you always learn from the conversation we have. Plus, you got things to show representing that you ain't just full of shit. Then 988, I really like your motherfucking ass because whether you know it or not, you got a lot of fucking confidence, man. You believe in what you think, so that seems like a good deal for you, bro. All you guys, be cool, man. I'm going to get back to what I'm doing, what I should be doing. Okay, now, first of all, this women, the shit that really matters to women, who, you know, might be attracted to me, young or old. I'm not dismissing the young bitch. I'm not saying a young, fine-ass motherfucker can't attract my attention. I'm just letting her and all of you motherfuckers know that I fucking recognize shit from sugar. But I'm saying, no matter how you disguise it, I'm going to recognize it. And I've heard that having young bitches keeps a motherfucker like me from getting old. So if that's the case, I'm investigating. But I think knowing that I can still tear the lining out of a young or old bitch's pussy is what keeps me from getting old. So, you know, when I get ready to bust any woman out, I'll be making sure she's like giddy, happy, you know. I mean, you know, she ain't got to be laughing and all that shit, but I mean, the bitch is happy. And she's like, when she was 16, to get some pussy. And to this day, women that I fuck with just cream on my black ass. And I'd be lying if I said it didn't make me more confident. You know, under them sheets. Yeah. The motherfucking bitch I'm with, or the bitch you with, see that, you know, you got confidence in your ability. I mean, that is unusually bold in its fucking terms for all. She could be 18 or she could be 81. It don't matter. That bitch gonna love that shit. She gonna always be turned on by a motherfucker who know himself better than she ever could. Now, I could be wrong, but the importance to me, the importance of having the ability to maintain a strong erection and the knowledge of a woman does not lose potency with age. I mean, that ability don't diminish with time. And it shouldn't with you or me. But there's things that's here today, all kind of shit that make you fucking think this or think that. You need a pill for this, you need a pill for that. I'm here to tell you, if you need a pill for whatever the fuck, I'm not necessarily saying I agree with it, but I'm saying if you need it, you need it. But it ain't going to stop you, or it ain't going to do anything for what your knowledge of women is. Might make your dick stay hard, but it ain't going to show you how to fuck. It ain't going to show you what to do while you fucking. So I'm just saying, as a matter of fact, the importance of sexual importance increases as you get older, you know, for you and the woman. And, you know, sometimes you want to know when is the best time to show people what you know. In the bedroom, sexually, is when you end up between them sheets. In the street, just representatively, it's then, whenever that is. I mean, you don't really want to show what you know unless you're around people who can respect what they see. What's the use of showing people what you know and they can't respect it? So my point is, that's the only thing that keeps me spending so much fucking gay. Because someone is always recognizing my realness. Someone. They always hit me after these videos. Someone. Not a lot of people, just one or two maybe. You know, I check my emails a lot of times. And actually, I check it a lot of times every day. Because when I check it, someone is, you know, fucking bought my course and PayPal and hit me, nigga, and send these people your shit. You know, somebody asked them how to get it. And I feel this is the right time to show what I know every time I open my fucking mouth or put pen to paper, you know, since I'm being checked out. I want people to know just how sharp I am. I do this shit because I'm a selfish bastard and I get a thrill from sharing my knowledge on life. I'm just that way. I'm a conceited bastard because all the things I say cannot be disclaimed. I tell all the motherfucking dudes who listen to me, selfishness and conceitedness has been taken from all men's goddamn thought process except motherfuckers like me. That's where I'm at. That's where the fuck I'm coming from. And that's what we got to get back to. That's what we got to get back to as men. I feel rewarded when I hear from them. And it just emphasizes the truth in what I preach. I preach self-sufficiency. I preach you can do whatever you want to pay somebody to do. I don't say you do it because you can do it, but I'm saying know that you can do it. And those who take me serious enough to pay for the course of confidence have all validated what I profess. Confidence is in all of us men. We're born with it. We're born with it in the form of a dick. Unfortunately, it's been bred out of us. Well, it's been bred out of the last few generations. of males born in the United States. And has actually turned them into doormats for today's women. All women do the most of you is go shopping with your money on a rainy day. And after she done spending it before she steps her foot in her home or your home, you lie down in front of the door so she can wipe her feet off her. Then you tell her anything you want, honey. I pity the fools who don't get my course. I try to keep my faith in the game, but the representatives are so fucking weak. They're like, oh shit. Shit, I get sick of fucking with them. I don't even be willing. I mean, I speak to you motherfuckers, but dudes that represent, you know, I can't. I can't keep tripping on dudes or whatever, you know. I kind of left Steve and Dean alone. I mean, I'm crushed. I'm fucked up. But he my nigga still. You know, I'm just fucked up. And then, you have, you know, those young men out there who know there's a better way than, you know, the way they're doing it. And they seek guidance. But from fools. You know, like the gurus. And then there's some that seek guidance through my course. I keep telling you, with my videos added with the course, you're going to be an unstoppable force for women to deal with. So, you know, I get, having the testimonies. And this dude, he say, I've been listening to the radio shows and I got all the confidence course in many of the dudes. Man, I do everything you say to do. I don't question shit. And it's crazy because my hoe is turning out to be a real down and dirty bitch. It's funny. Every time I stand up and check her, it brings her closer to me. If not for you, bud, I would have been another wannabe pimp. I'd have been reading books instead of going out and living this shit for real. I'm committed to representing this game properly and not giving it a black eye. I love you, OG. Words can't express my appreciation. And yes, he thought I was... No. I'm saying, and yes, this motherfucker thought I was trying to pimp on him too at first. But you see who pimping. And the show ain't me. Shit. All I have to say is, yes, you can express your appreciation. This nigga named Young Ramsey. And you do that like by pimping, nigga. Just like you do it. Pimping like a mad Russian. And you motherfuckers are all retired from the nightlife, so shit. That would indicate, and rightly so, that I should be ready to retire, but I ain't. Not to mention, I've had a couple of strokes. I've had some strokes, too. But my job ain't done here, so, you know, guys, be good to me to still be able to talk and express myself to you. So the ones that's following the videos I make, you know, some of the ones, you know, they're asking questions that real motherfuckers ask. They are. And that makes me proud. And they be asking me, how can I repay you, OG? Well, there's two things. You can hit my Cash App, or, you understand what I'm saying? Just go pimping, man. That's payment enough for me. Really and truly, I mean, Cash App is cool, but It's not about that for me. This is about knowing that I'm making a difference, putting real motherfuckers down and dirty in the goddamn street. And of course, I would love to have a gang of money. Don't get me wrong. But I'll earn that shit in another way. These videos are, you know, simply the new four, the new wave of people and, you know, how they absorb information. So, I mean, some motherfuckers want to hear the old ways, you know, yesterday ways of life. Then it's up to whoever is listening to decide, you know, what is fly for them, because fly is different things, man. I'm just glad to have been one of the ones providing guidance for you. I mean, somebody was on here and they said, oh, that dude, the, I don't know, I think I'm blocking him out or something. But anyway, the brother said he listened to Shantae. Man, me and Shantae, cool as fuck. And I believe it, I give a fuck. You know, get it from Tate. I ain't mad at you. Because one of the best things I receive from doing these videos is I'm seeing that, you know, dudes on here are actually realizing the value of these damn videos. And you can say, man, I'm listening to you sometimes, but fuck you, man, because of blah, blah, blah. That's why I listen to Tate. That's valuable. You got a choice. Shit. This is not, you know, kicking with me. The real value of my videos is being able to explore some of your motherfucking thoughts. Some of your thoughts about the game. You see, I got the hiccups, man. This shit bothers. No, it don't. You know I'm saying some real shit. That's why I got the hiccups. Where y'all at, man? You motherfucker. Matter of fact, I was going to look at a StreamYard because the other day, there's some good shit on that Sariq Emery page for the game he got. He wrote books and movies portraying you. Man, no, that nigga ain't paid, but it's cool. You know what pays, bud? Me. As far as just staying me, none of that shit means shit to me. Start fasting so you can heal yourself. I don't know what that means. Can you fuck a girl you meet the same day you meet her? I have. I done that hella. Rosebud, can you talk about the thought process of temp or die, and does that thought process still benefit you? Okay. Let me tell you something, man. You guys are so fake. You just want to label shit. The thought process of temp or die is simply, don't be bullshit. That's all it is. No matter what the fuck you do, be real. That's all it is. But of course, you want to hear some long story. Name dropper. Who in the fuck are you talking about? I see you, bro. Macaroni. Wow. Tariq pointed that out, Rosebud. How is that possible? How is it you and Don Juan are the only ones from America who didn't go to jail? You motherfuckers are so full of shit. God damn. So you mean maybe we were some kind of way secretly hooked up with the police, man? Is that what you said? I can give a fuck, but what you don't understand, you stupid motherfucker, way too real, what you don't understand is, man, when you rolling and you doing shit, you either have some shit that you make you vulnerable or you don't. Now, you notice all them motherfuckers went to jail after they was on American pimp. That's because once they was on, then the motherfuckers started looking at them, they was leaking somewhere. But don't you think they looked at me, too? Don't you think they looked at Don Juan, too? Shit, if we ain't leaking, we ain't leaking. Don't be mad at me. Now, you can insinuate, because it seems strange, that I'm some kind of police motherfucker. So then, if that's the case, why are the motherfuckers letting me do all this kind of shit that I'm doing? The American Pimp shit was over 20 years ago. So what I'm saying is, this, and which one of the pimps that went to jail said anything about Bud or Don Juan, you know, had, it was kind of strange. None of them niggas that went to jail said that shit. But of course, these square motherfuckers that ain't gonna bust a grape, you got plenty to say. That's why I give you the finger. Fuck you. Motherfuckers don't mean shit to me, man. I can't help it, man. Don't get me to, you know, saying the real shit. That's on my, I don't give a fuck about some motherfucker that's gonna try to act like I don't know what you're trying to act like. I'm looking at this shit. This is what built me. Boy, you motherfucker, this something else. The fuck are you? Sonny Ray Entertainment. I don't know who you're talking about. Maybe he ain't talking about me, but this is what he said is pimping a part of hip-hop culture. Denachi, you know me, man. If I can't hear what the motherfucker's saying, I don't give a fuck. It's merely... Little second, you talking about the thought process? Cause he motherfuckers, come on, man. Okay, listen. Today, Friday, it's the 15th. It's halfway through October. I'm telling you, I got a really good group. So far, so good. I mean, you know, this has been a couple of weeks, so I can't really say anything. But what I want you all to know is that I ain't stopping. What the fuck? I don't give a fuck. I'm not stopping. I'm going to keep going. I mean, the only way I stop is when my daughter got to inform you guys that I didn't pass. Because, goddammit, I'm not stopping as long as I can talk. As long as, you know, I'll be, you know, trying to fucking kick it with y'all if I'm all fucked up and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm all like that. I ain't gonna be trying to kick it. But as long as I can, you know, resemble Bud and give you guys information about what it is. Because to me, I'm giving you information about living. I'm giving you information that's going to make your motherfucking ass be able to survive. And it's not money. Money will help, but it's not money. It's believing in who you are. Because it's coming. I mean, not this bullshit that the Republicans and white people talking about this and revolution. The fucking motherfuckers. But they know for a fact that if the shit did jump off, niggas, Mexicans, man, we gonna be so motherfucking crazy. And then Peckinpah, all they gonna be doing is just regular war tactics. We gonna be doing some nigga shit. I said, the motherfucker said that shit before. And with the Black Panthers, I'm telling you, I didn't see it. Oh yeah, okay, you guys carrying guns and. The white people talking about what the amendment was. This motherfucking Black man, this motherfucker was talking about, you can't march down our streets with guns and all this goddamn shit. And the Black Panthers told him, I think it was Eldridge, it might have been Huey Newton, I don't know. But the motherfucker said, you know what? You right. We should be marching down your damn streets with the guns. We going to the Capitol. them niggas marched into the Capitol with their rifles and shit. That's where that gun law came, where you can't carry, because before that, you could carry a gun, long as it was visible. But no, you can't carry them now. Because them niggas had sawed off shit. And these motherfucking pack of foot don't want no civil war. I don't want one either, because, you know, I don't think I'd be, you know, very good at killing a bunch of motherfuckers. But let me tell you something, man. I'm going to be real. Some of the feelings that you had, they're just not right. You know, some of the feelings you got, that you know, you ain't sure about. I mean, of course, I can't make you become sure. I'm not saying that. But I can shed some light on different shit, different opinions. And, you know, you can take my information and combine it with your information and voila. You may have some new game. I don't know. Value is what value does. I keep telling you. If it does not shed new light on it for you, then what value is it? For information to be valuable to you, I mean, it must be, it got to make you think critically. And you got to come to some sort of realization that shit ain't, you know, going to change. You know, you have to change it. It ain't going to change. Now, on a lighter note, a couple of weeks ago, I entered a track meet for seniors. Most of us who participated, we was track stars, you know, when we was kids. Now, in my race, the winning time was 9 flat. I know. You don't believe it. But that's because I didn't mention that it was the 40-yard dash. And half of us didn't finish. Okay. No, it's okay, man. I'll be trying to make jokes, man. All right, it wasn't funny. Fuck you. Okay. Comes back to value. Value is a motherfucker. Something like you learning about jewels or the value of being worth its weight in platinum. There's many things that are worth a lot of money, but are those things of any real value? I mean, you know, the only way you can tell is to know what value is and if you have it or not. I mean, that's the only way you can know. Me. I think all the time, damn, what do you have that's really valuable? And I think about it, and I'm saying to me, if you know you are the only one who has control of your destiny, I think that is a valuable asset to your life. I think if you have a mind that's determined to lead you to your destiny, I think you have another valuable asset. If you have a conscience, I'm talking about a conscience that will not allow you to do underhanded things to others or to yourself, here again, you have a valuable asset in your life. Now, if you have understanding so that you can avoid situations of danger or unprofitable endeavors, you have a valuable asset in your life. Now, if you have a vision, not sight, but vision, you have a valuable asset in your life. Man, I don't know how many I mentioned, but these are simple things that are what's truly valuable to any person's life. And realizing the value in the things you naturally possess, you'll realize just how valuable your life is and can be. Because we're all placing value on the wrong things. We need to appreciate the things that cannot be bought. The things that cannot be bought are the things that you are made of in reality. Those things are the things that cannot be taken or lost. Today or right now, start placing value on you. I'm a serious American, and I, you know, believe in ideals of being free to vote for what I think is right. I'm just saying, even though I, you know, only really voted in the last few elections, you know, they was important to me since, I guess, 2000 because of the history being made. You know, I'm just realizing I'm longing for yesterday in more ways than one. I fucking have come to the realization that election campaigns run by both candidates, neither of which outline what the fuck they really gonna do. And that's because, you know, politics are a joke. It doesn't matter that the person is lying. It doesn't matter that the person is trying to say what they said just so they can stay in office. I mean, I remember when people were as serious as a fucking heart attack about their candidate stating where they stood and clearly stating how that stance would help us. We need to be as serious as we once were, because right now politics is going to be the end of us. Politics is going to change the whole nature of this country. In a way, I'm not in agreement with anything. I just know the interpretation of the Constitution and with this advent of anything is right as long as you can prove it, or not prove it, but say something and look like you can prove it. I'm just saying, you know, politics got it fucked up. So if an election is, you know, as important as a presidency, you know, don't require truth and honesty, you know, without spinning statements and without, you know, just blatantly lying or taking statements out of context to make a point. I mean, then where are we really? You know, because I'm not going to waver in my support for the freedoms, if that's the case, that we have, but I've completely lost interest. And following the debates and the daily updates of politics, although I still watch the news. But I've already put my bid in, you know, for Biden. And now my attitude is let chips fall where they may, because my fucking life ain't going to change regardless of who do whatever. My life ain't going to change. I ain't saying yours ain't. Maybe yours will. I think I've earned the rights I have and have carved out a niche in my fucking own. So whatever happens is gonna happen. It's just the way the country goes. I just hate it. You know, Trump is just reignited all this fucking racism. The big difference is if there was a revolt, as some of Trump's believers say, they believe their ass was brought to them in a big hat. You ain't gonna take that fucking conspiracy theory. I mean that conspiracy theory no further than your mirror. Because you know for a fact, niggas, motherfucking Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, whoever ain't having that shit you talking about. Think twice before you make a motherfucking move. Especially after the elections. Had a couple of years, but you can rile yourself up. And you know, be a fucking racist, xenophobic asshole. And next year is coming. And it's only a few weeks away. And then a few months away, the election will be here. Let's see you do it. But they ought to fucking come out. You know what? I'll tell you guys. I had a pretty fucking good conversation with you. But you know what I really want to impress on you? This is the truth. I mean, you got to be thankful for the little things. Because these little things, when you are thankful and you acknowledge that you're blessed, they become part of a foundation. And as you're building this foundation that you're going to stand on and base your life progress on, just make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you're acknowledging each one of those little victories. And once you have a platform, a basis that you can stand on, stretch out. I'm gone.